dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast.
All right, so we just watched Dutch, which is an Ed O'Neill movie. Ed O'Neill, if you don't know, is the man, the myth, the legend,
the shoe salesman. Greatest shoe salesman.
Yeah.
What was it, 14 touchdowns in one game?
I think it was six touchdowns in one game, actually.
Star football player in high school.
Yeah, Polkai is Al Bundy from Married with Children.
Yeah, and he was almost married to another redhead in this film.
Yep. So fun fact about this movie, this is a movie that was done because Ed O'Neill had star power at this point because of Married with Children. And, John Hughes was already a very famous, director, producer, writer at this point. He did Breakfast Club and a couple other movies. Sorry, I think the podcast cat is up and around. You can hear her. It's one of those movies. I would say it's kind of like Home Alone meets Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which makes sense because John Hughes wrote both of those movies. So,
yeah,
except the no planes part. It's a road trip movie.
It's a road trip movie.
Yeah, they go to Atlanta, and then they have to go back. Basically, Ed O'Neill's character, he's basically like dating the dude's mom. And, Doyle, that's the kid. He's
a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a rich kid. And basically at the beginning of the movie, we get the backstory that the mom slept with his dad. And then basically she ended up keeping everything.
Yeah, she got half. She got half.
Yeah.
But he only married her because he got her pregnant.
Yep, pretty much. So Doyle was born off the boarding school. Mom and the dad have a shitty fucking relationship after getting divorced, and now dating Ed O'Neill's character. His name is Dutch, and basically gets the kid, and really the whole fucking movie.
That kid's an awful kid.
Oh shit.
Turn that off. Yeah. So about this kid, right? So he's going to a boarding school that's for really wealthy children and everything, but he's the most despised wealthy child there. Like all the other kids just hate this kid. Mm-hmm. Like the whole time they're really just wanting to bully the shit out of him. And the one nice kid over there, his parents are working class.
Makes fun of him.
And the funny, you know what? That kid deserved to get his ass kicked by the janitor when he kicked the trash can full of trash.
Yep, he did. He was a fucking douchebag for sure. But yeah, basically what ends up happening, though, is Dutch shows up, and Dutch is really nice to him, but then the kid, proceeds to try to whip his ass. He assaults him, hits him, fucking shoots him with a fucking BB gun, and it's, really fucked up. And Dutch, even though, he did all that shit to him, Dutch still picks him up, carries him outside, and puts him in the car, and then they go for a drive, and that's how the road trip movie starts. And basically it starts off with Dutch trying to be nice to him, tries to get him some fireworks. The kid's like, I don't want to do that.
Get some picture, get those playing cards with naked ladies on them.
Yeah, and he's trying to be all nice and silly with him. And then basically, the kid acts like a fucking snob, acts like an asshole. And so Dutch makes him walk, in the middle of the night, back over to the motel.
15 miles.
Yeah, 15 miles.
And I thought we heard 50, though, when we were watching the movie.
But 15 makes much more sense. Yeah. But basically, he shows back up, and Dutch, lectures him, gives him the keys, and then the kid takes and drives the car, and then his car gets hit by a fucking semi-truck.
And the kid has a smug-ass attitude of, oh, now we're even.
Yeah, because he got out of the car at the last second. You thought the kid died in the car crash. And basically, the truck driver tells Dutch, tells the little kid, hey, if it wasn't for your daddy, I'd fucking break every bone in your body.
I mean, he was serious.
So it was a pretty wild movie.
Yeah.
And so basically after they lose everything, basically they're stuck without a car. So the next morning they're trying to hitch a ride. And it's actually kind of funny. They're trying to hitch a ride and he's like, well, hitchhiking's dangerous. And then Dutch's character, the Dutch character is like, well, I thought you were a brown belt, so you can handle it.
Yeah, because the kid's bragging about martial arts the whole time.
Yep. And so they end up traveling around a little bit, mm-hmm. and
find a couple of hookers.
They find a couple of hookers. They give them a fucking ride. And the hooker, one hooker that's like driving the car, steals Dutch's wallet. And
she tried to steal his ring and get it off with some Vagisil, but
yeah,
it just squirted in his mouth.
Yeah.
He was like so disturbed. I mean, I would be disturbed too if Vagisil just went into my mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. And so what ends up happening though is they go through this whole trip with these girls. The girls stole the wallet, and then like when they get to the next rest stop, and basically what ends up happening though is they steal the, after they've stolen the wallet, they basically leave them there. You know?
Oh yeah, I love how how the kid was like, it was like, I wasn't thinking about it, I was horny.
And then they have a whimsical moment, which, by the way, throughout the whole movie, they play these little sad piano scores
yeah.
over the kid, things happening to the kid, and me and Nick are just like, I don't feel sorry for this fucking kid.
Yeah, fuck that kid.
But basically what ends up happening, though, is as the movie goes on, they start to form a bond, I guess, of sorts, and basically they end up like hitchhiking the rest of the way, and
yeah.
They end up getting in a fight with some security guards, and that's when they have their like come to together moment where they basically came together to like,
just tell yourself that you killed somebody.
Yeah, and they're just like, the security guards get all like scared, and then they show up to
one of them's like, it's like, I have a family, he's single. He's like, why did you tell me that? Now I have to kill your family.
But they show up to this diner, and they were like trying to get them to leave because they look like bums. And
yep.
Basically, this couple comes over.
Two yuppies.
Like, yeah, two yuppies. They're like, oh, what's going on? It's like, well, our car got fucking destroyed, and we got, like, my wallet got stolen. And so these two yuppies drop them off at a fucking homeless shelter. And
yeah.
And Dutch is just kind of like,
this wasn't.
No, this isn't what we were.
We have a house. It's just, you know, we got robbed.
Yeah. Nope. And so they get stuck in the homeless shelter. And basically the kid learns something while in the homeless shelter that, like, he basically sees, like, the less fortunate people in society because he's been a fucking – he's been part of a rich family his whole fucking life.
Yeah, and I mean, when that little girl tried to grab the bread and he stopped her, it's like he had his, like, come to Jesus moment
mm-hmm.
where he's like, wait, maybe I should stop being a piece of shit.
Yep. And so he learns to not be a piece of shit. So they end up going to the cot. They're sleeping on the cots. And, you know, Ed O'Neill's, like, character, his cot keeps, like, collapsing. And the funny part is, like, he has, like, a little cute moment with the little girl, learns something from it. And he's talking to Ed O'Neill's character. And Ed O'Neill and him are talking. And then at the very end of it, Ed O'Neill's like, oh, by the way, I still got to shoot you in the butt.
I love what he said to the kid when he wanted him to switch bunks with him, though.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm 50,000 cheeseburgers ahead of you.
Yep. Pretty much. It's fucking funny. And then they hitch a ride with the family that they were that they got close to. And then you find out, like, the twist is that Ed O'Neill's character is actually pretty wealthy, too. He owns a construction company.
Yep.
And so I guess the point they were trying to make with this movie was, you know, like, the kid, Doyle, like, his dad comes from, like, old money, like, weird, like, you know, like, prestigious money. But then, like, you know, Dutch's character is this guy who's made
new money.
He's new money. He's made all his wealth from owning a construction company. He actually ends up giving the guy that was giving him a ride, like,
A job.
Which, by the way, you find out the entire movie that this kid's dad is a real piece of fucking shit. He said he was going to
London. He was just banging hookers.
But he was banging hookers in his, like, penthouse suite over in
Chicago.
Yeah. And so,
right.
Basically, they show back up to the house. The dad's there, and the dad's being a fucking piece of shit as usual. And he's like, oh, you're coming with me, Doyle. And then Doyle's just like,
nah.
Yeah, nice to see you. And he goes and hugs his mom, and then, like, he tells Dutch to go outside, but Dutch stays and listens. And he's like, I want you out of here by Monday. And then Dutch goes outside and says, well, what was that? And he was like, Monday. I need her out by Monday. He's like, I can't hear you. And he, like, grabs his tie. And then he fucking takes the ring and just, like, bah!
Yeah,
like,
hits him. Pinky right, ring.
And just hits him right in the fucking forehead. And then he lectures the fuck out of him, which is a very Al Bundy move.
I love how he's like, hey, she might need about 6 months.
Yeah, about 6 months. She needs time.
Yeah.
And then he leaves, and then, just
falls over in the parking lot.
Yeah, and then they have a whimsical moment, and then you think that the movie's going to end, and then he's like, oh, get something out of my jacket. I need it. And then Dutch pulls out the gun, and you think he's just joking. They all have like a ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, and then he really shoots him.
Yeah. That's where the movie ends.
And that's how it ends. So, like I was telling Nick, you know, this movie didn't get a lot of press. They didn't put a lot of a budget behind like marketing it, which really sucks. And John Hughes was kind of a piece of shit. He basically left Ed O'Neill hanging on this. And I think this movie kind of really hurt Ed O'Neill's film career.
Oh, that makes sense.
But Ed O'Neill's television career has been solid,
yeah,
you know, from the get go. But like this really hurt his film career. And Ed still kind of feels a little salty about that. And I kind of understand.
I get it because, you know, I mean, like his one big movie that he got into. You know, he got left out to dry.
Yeah, and I've talked to people who have like met John Hughes, and they said he was kind of a weird guy. You know, he died when he was like in his early 50s from a heart attack. He literally was walking in down. He was like walking in downtown Chicago. He collapsed and died from a heart attack.
I was probably drinking.
Probably something like that.
Cocaine.
But. Yeah, Ed O'Neill is a Thanksgiving movie. I mean,
these Thanksgiving movies are weird though because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, they give you that Christmas vibe.
Yeah, they give you the Christmas vibe even though it's, you know, Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving. Well, you got to come home for Thanksgiving dinner. It's like, man, you know, I'm so glad that, like this was a trend that ended. Mm-hmm. So when we're like, you know, we got to get rid of this Thanksgiving movie genre.
Yeah, cuz you don't really see Thanksgiving movies like that anymore. And it was very popular in the 80s and 90s for sure.
They need to capitalize on all the holidays.
Yeah, pretty much. But this movie definitely was interesting. If you like Married with Children, Ed O'Neill is definitely very Al Bundy in this movie.
It's great.
So it's pretty fun. The kid's a fucking little shithead, but then I guess he learns something by the end of the movie not to be such a piece of shit like his dad. Probably where he gets it from.
I mean, I thought it was funny that all the other rich kids hated him.
Well, yeah, he's a fucking asshole, dude.
Yeah, no. It just made so much sense.
Yeah, my favorite part of the whole movie is you think that he's just like they set it up like Ed O'Neill's character is just this piece of shit guy who's they want you to think he's kind of a lame ass bum, lower middle class worker, but it turns out that he's got like upper class money because he owns a construction company.
He's just a genuinely good guy.
Yeah, he's just like he's like that unknowing millionaire that walks around that you just don't know.
Oh, well, he's had that personality like John Candy's character in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's just a very lovable guy.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about this, Nick. What is the dumb, the cool, and the weird about this?
Well, we're going to start off with something really dumb, all right? He drove from Chicago to Atlanta.
And then tried to drive all the way back to Chicago.
Yeah, he really should have just taken a plane.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of dumb too, because like when you really think about it, it's like that's a really long drive. I mean, I would be fucking exhausted if I tried to do a drive like that. I agree with you. I think that was really fucking dumb. So what was cool about this movie?
I mean, the cool thing was that the kid learned a lesson at the end of the day. He learned not to judge people and how to be a little bit more sympathetic and not such a fucking cunt.
I can agree with that, too. I think it's really cool how, like, you know, in the beginning, there's this bratty little spoiled little fucking asshole.
You think he's a nerd, too, because he's, like, he's cleaning a keyboard so meticulously like an active shooter would.
Yep. And then by the end of the movie, he learns a little bit of humility and he learns a little bit of humanity.
Yeah.
So I think that is cool. What was the weirdest part of this movie?
The weirdest part about this movie? Oh, that's actually a harder one. I guess the weirdest part about this movie is the kid's like sense of what makes you even. Like, he went over the fucking top and almost got them killed multiple times. And he's like, I got you. Like, he got the one up on fucking Ed O'Neill every time. Like, he threw the cigar into his pants.
I think it is really weird that, like, he was trying to even get even with him to begin with. Because Ed O'Neill was just trying to be nice to him. And it's like, oh, I destroyed your car and almost killed that truck driver. We're even now. What the fuck are you talking about? What are we even for? Yeah, I was nothing but nice to you.
It's like I taught you a lesson. What is wrong with you? You're like a crazy person.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's one part I didn't like.
Like, that was definitely just too weird. It was like, he equated some like weird thing, like some things that don't mean anything, to like, I have to get back at this person by ruining their life.
Yeah.
I love how he kept bitching about like, oh, well, you know, you should have like about the car situation. It's like, well, maybe we wouldn't have this problem if you didn't fucking break Ed O'Neill's car.
I think that is a good signifier of like how this kid really didn't have any good morals really instilled in him. You know, he didn't listen to his mom. He idolized his dad. His dad's obviously has no goddamn morals either, you know, so.
He's dirt.
Yeah. But that was Dutch. You should definitely check it out for this holiday season around Thanksgiving. You know, we've, you know, we just released Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So you should definitely check that one out and check this one out. And we got, you know, other stuff coming for the month of Thanksgiving for November. So,
yeah, we've got Full Metal Jacket and Platoon coming up.
Yep. So then we're going to move into the fun stuff. I think next month we're also going to we're gonna review Santa Claus Conquers the Martians for December. So.
Yes. And we should probably watch Tim Allen's Santa Claus.
Yeah, just to kind of balance it out.
Yeah, you know, and we don't ever have to get, at least we don't ever have to visit Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that one.
Well, I mean, we can't. It doesn't go to the 90s.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a 2000s movie, thank God.
Yep. So, and then the other two Christmas movies we'll do, we'll kind of keep that a secret just to kind of keep y'all guessing. So
I want to figure out when the Army's birthday is. And I just thought about how funny it would be if we watch Andy Dick and Pauly Shore's movie In the Army Now.
Oh my God.
For their birthday event.
Oh my God.
It's a wild and dumb movie, but it's funny.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when it comes. But we have stuff coming up this year in 2024. We're going to do a Ernest.
Oh yes.
We're going to do an Ernest marathon.
Ernest Goes to Jail.
we're going to do a whole Ernest marathon where we watch a bunch of Ernest movies. We're also going to do Planet of the Apes movies, too.
Yep.
So we definitely got a fun year planned for y'all. So hopefully you guys will stay tuned and keep watching our stuff. Check out our merch. You know, I know we don't really advertise a lot because we're both doing other things.
Like very poor.
So, yeah. But
You know what? We might just get a midget to ride me like a horse.
Yeah, might do that. So you guys keep watching the Dumb, Cool, Weird podcast, and we'll have more shit coming from y'all for y'all. So, you know, here it comes.
Here we go. All right. Good night, beautiful people, and stay sexy.
Thanks for checking out the Dumb, Cool, Weird podcast. We're a movie podcast now, so Movie Monday is every Monday about crappy movies from the 20th century. It's going to be great, folks. I can't wait to show y'all.